You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. With the summer heat finally here, Katkins has shared some tips on keeping your pets safe in the heat. These include protecting your pets from the sun's rays and keeping them hydrated, being sure to be careful around asphalt, as if it's too hot for bare feet, it's too hot for bare paws, never leaving your pet in the car, even with the window cracked, as it has been shown that leaving the window cracked does not help, and there is very minimal difference between being in the shade and out in the sunlight. And remembering to limit exercise. Pets can be very playful, but don't let them overexert themselves in the heat. Also, keep an eye out for signs of heat stroke. These include excessive panting, discolored gums, and mobility problems. If this occurs, seek veterinary attention immediately. Once again, those tips are providing plenty of shade and water, never leaving your pet in a car, being sure to keep them off of asphalt, as it can be very, very hot in the sun, and being sure to limit exercise alongside keeping eyes out for signs of heat stroke. This Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., the Farmers Market is going to be in town once again. This will be at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 in Park Falls, and at the market you can find things such as locally produced honey and maple syrup, asparagus, rhubarb, green onions, baked goods, and much more. Black Angus beef will be available, along with freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and dog biscuits. If weather permits, mushrooms will also be at the market. You can also come out to see a nice selection of flowers and plants, including succulents. Bird feeders and bird houses and some jewelry will also be available. Most vendors accept Quest cards, EBTs, WIC, and senior market coupons. The Park Falls Farmers Market is a member of the Park Falls Chamber of Commerce and, therefore, also accepts Chamber Bucks. This year, they also have a partner with Aspirus to participate in their fruit and vegetable prescription program as well. They are extremely grateful for the community support. And please keep in mind that just because you don't see something this week does not mean that it won't be there next week or later in the season. Keep in mind, farmers markets are very much reliant on the growing seasons and current conditions. If you're uncertain about a product, talk to one of the vendors. They may be able to help you. Once again, the farmers market is every Wednesday from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. over at Christ the Servant Lutheran Church on Highway 13 here in Park Falls. The nurses at Meritor in Madison have struck a deal with the hospital after a 5-day strike. Savannah Tomielsen has the details.
A statement from Meritor spokesperson Nicole Imani says they've reached an agreement everyone is proud of. She says that deal includes raises for the staff, which are already some of the highest paid nurses in the state. Amber Anderson is on the nurses' bargaining team.
We fought for every penny they had to offer. We want an 8% increase across the board over 2 years.
Now, one of the big priorities all along for the Service Employees International Union was safety.
Unfortunately, while we were hopeful for more firm language that leads to action from the hospital, we were unable to come to an agreement on how to put that into contractual language. With that being said, we were able to win new language to continue to build upon that provides an opportunity to collaboratively work towards safety and security solutions.
The strike has officially ended and Meritor nurses are back in the building. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services would like to remind you that there is no shame in asking for help or seeking treatment for substance use disorders. Recovery is possible, and Wisconsin has an addiction recovery helpline to help you with that is available 24/7. You can call 211 or 833-944-4673 or log on to 211wisconsin.communityos.org/addiction-helpline. Once again, those numbers are 211 or 833-944-4673, and those numbers are available all day, every day, 24 hours. Sunday, June 8th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., over at the Peace Center right here in Park Falls, there's a vacation Bible school for students in 4K through to 5th grade. There's going to be lunch, Bible lessons, crafts, games, and music. Once again, this is taking place Sunday, June 8th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. over at 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls at the Peace Center. For questions and RSVP, you can contact Ken Boness at 715-769-3788. In a story Civic Media has been following, the National Weather Service is facing severe staffing shortages, and none of its Wisconsin offices currently have a chief meteorologist on staff. Savannah Tomey-Olson has the latest.
Earlier this year, Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency cut or offered an approved early retirement to more than 500 employees of the National Weather Service, which monitors our severe weather, issues warnings, and surveys emergencies. And now, 30 NWS offices across the nation are without a chief meteorologist, including all of the ones here in Wisconsin. The state is covered by five NWS posts. Green Bay, Milwaukee, and La Crosse are based here, and the northwestern Wisconsin is covered by two offices in Minnesota. But neither Green Bay nor Milwaukee nor La Crosse have a chief meteorologist in charge right now. The Green Bay office had been launching weather balloons twice a day for about 80 years. Those balloons go up and collect data that can help create more accurate forecasts. Because of cuts from the Trump administration, the Green Bay Post had to cut half their launches, and now they only do one per day. At least six offices in the country have had to suspend all overnight operations, meaning they're not properly staffed if there's any sort of severe weather event overnight. Now, according to reporting from CNN, the National Weather Service is about to hire about 125 new meteorologists and specialists. It's the start of hurricane season, which is expected to be more active than normal. And here at home, it's severe weather season. We've already had 22 tornadoes hit Wisconsin in 2025. On average, we usually only get 23 in a whole year. And June is the peak month for tornado activity here in Wisconsin. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomey-Olson.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Packers back in practice. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports in Green Bay, where the Packers OTAs continue here at Lambeau Field. Anthony Belton is the Packers' second-round pick out of NC State, competing for a spot on the offensive line. I asked him if he's been more nervous or excited to be in the NFL.
It's a little bit of both, because, you know, you're nervous because, you know, you're in a new environment around people you're not really too familiar with. But also, it's like you're excited because this is what you've been wanting to do since you was a kid, lifelong dream. You get a chance to keep playing the game you've been loving since a kid. It's like, it's a blessing. But you're going to be nervous at first a little bit.
Baseball, the Brewers and Reds series continues tonight in Cincinnati. Milwaukee winning 3-2 last night, thanks to another home run by Christian Yelich, named National League Player of the Week. Yelly, hit by a pitch Sunday, still managed to hit his sixth home run in the past 10 games.
He crushed two balls tonight. That, you know, sore hand or not, he's living up to his Player of the Week. You know, outstanding.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Mark Hamill is done, as Luke Skywalker, that is. The actor says no one should ever expect him to appear as Luke Skywalker again, in any way, shape, or form. Deadline reports that Hamill says the franchise should rely on new faces. He last appeared as Luke Skywalker as a mentor to Daisy Ridley's character Rey in The Last Jedi. He's probably serious, but as we've learned, a Jedi never really dies. Just 5 days until you can purchase Bathwater Bliss, also known as the Sydney Sweeney-inspired soap. What inspired it? The fact that there is a market for men who want soap that smells like her bathwater. Sweeney says it's a way to connect with her pre-vert fans, and let's be honest, it's a lot more intimate than an autograph. I'm not really sure whether or not the soap will get you clean, but I doubt her patrons are concerned about that. Sweeney, on the other hand, might be the cleanest person in the world, because if the soap sells like hotcakes, she'll be in the tub around the clock. Mmm, hotcakes. Clint Eastwood is tired of sequels, franchises, and remakes. Join the club, bruh. The four-time Oscar winner is a spry 95 years old and says he misses the days when writers would hole up in a bungalow on a studio lot and churn out movies like Casablanca. The 95-year-old star of In the Line of Fire and the director of Juror No. 2 says he plans on working for a long time. Eastwood says he'll work as long as he can still learn something or until he is truly senile. 95, a sense of humor, still making movies, and he can probably take you. Here's one of Pete's picks. If you like good old-fashioned manhunts, check out American Manhunt, The Search for Osama Bin Laden. At first, I had no desire to relive 9/11, but watching it with my kids was an experience. The American Manhunt series, not to be confused with Manhunt, The Search for America's Most Gorgeous Male Model, includes two other mini-docs, The Search for O.J. Simpson and the Boston Marathon Bombing. All the series can be watched good old-fashioned binge style on Netflix. No real big surprises at the box office last weekend, as last week's champion and runner-up remain the same, each showing about a 50% 60% drop-off from opening weekend, which is pretty impressive. Lilo & Stitch came in first place again in the box office race at $63 million domestically, followed by Mission Impossible: The Final Reckoning, which brought in $27 million at the gate. Disney is actually celebrating a milestone after this weekend, with the studio going over $1 billion for the year to date. This marks the 20th year in a row, with the exception of COVID in 2020, that the studio has brought in $1 million a year. The highest new release last weekend was The Karate Kid, which was hoping for about $25 million, but came in at $20 million. In fourth was another repeat offender, as Final Destination Bloodlines brought in $10.8 million, and horror film Bring Her Back was fifth with $7 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today. There could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch or more. Our high in the low to mid 60s today. Tonight will drop into the mid 40s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.